KB3 MXM Mobile.
Oh, Marty, it works a lot better when I'm not in listen-only mode. KB3 JQQ.
Okay, Scott, I'm actually in the mobile, and I'm going to have to do it from the road. And you can hear the echo on the EchoLink side, so I can see who's on the net. So I just wanted to make sure I was in a good spot.
Oh, well. I guess you want the neighborhood then. Oh, well. It always seems to work good here. All right, I'll be sitting by waiting for the net. KB3 JQQ.
Hey, Marty, this is Kurt, WA3TOI. You could probably back off the mic a little bit. You're a little bit overdriven. WA3TOI. Yeah, Marty, this is Kurt, WA3TOI. Back off your mic a little bit. I think you're a little bit overdriven. WA3TOI.
Yeah, I got a couple of things going on here. I'm trying to make sure I have a connection before we start. Thanks for the signal report, man. I really appreciate it. Okay, folks, we'll get started in just a moment. I'm mobile right now and pulled over, so I'm hoping that everything goes well. I'm right now monitoring the Calverton repeater, so if I lose my connection here wirelessly, I'll have to switch over to that. So we'll get started in just a moment. Thanks.
KB3 MXM, listen. All right, that works too. Good. All right, we'll get started.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is KB3 MXM. Thank you very much for joining us for the monthly Maryland DC section EchoLink Net. We're going to cover some of the news that's going on in the state and DC, and some things that are happening around the area. I hope I cover everything. I have a list, so I'm going to try to hold to my time here and give everybody a chance to participate. So here we've made it into March here on St. Patrick's Day. I like to refer to today as Irish Spring because it's kind of cold and blustery outside. And I think we're in some areas there might be even some snow flurries and some rain, and well, we just keep going through the month of March. Hopefully the weather will get better soon. So I hope everyone is looking at their section news. You can find that on the ARRL website. Search for MDC section, and you should be able to see the section news there. Let me get an audio check. How's it sounding from the smartphone? Let me ask somebody here on the line. KZ3AB. Mr. Brownie, how's the audio so far?
This is KZ3AB. Your audio sounds perfect. Go ahead. This is KZ3AB.
All right. Thank you very much. That's our assistant section manager. We also have some section staff on the net tonight. We'll give them a chance all to participate. So I might have read the news. We're now in daylight saving time. So if you've been missing your meetings, we know why. Thank you for not missing this one. Also, we've got some upcoming ham fests and also some Skywarn classes. I see we have N3VBJ, Mr. Jerry's on the line, so I'll give him a chance to talk about those. And a little bit about the about what's happening on the National Traffic System side with Father Al on NTS. And we also have Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Maybe he can give us a few words about the Baltimore Traffic Net. Stand by. All right, so there's some upcoming classes. We've got the extra class starting on the 21st of March. Roll K3 Romeo Alpha tells us that the extra course will be started at the National Electronic Museum on Tuesday, March the 21st. So it's time to get upgraded for the next field day so you can work the whole band or work more of the band or work some of the band. So If you're looking for extra, it's a 12-week course from 6:30 to 9:30. And you've got to have your book with you. So I would say it's time to get to Amazon and get it rush order to you so you can have your extra book. There's a couple other places, Ham Radio and Ham Radio Outlet also covers or also carries that book as well. So try to get your extra this time. Let's go down to Jerry. I don't know if you have the list in front of you, but there's some upcoming Skywarn classes. Jerry, can you give me a break here for a minute and tell us about the Skywarn classes for the section? KB3MXM.
Yeah, this is N3VDJ. Name here is Jerry, and I also see Tom is with us tonight, Mr. Horn, W3TDH. There are probably about a half or at least a dozen or more classes throughout the section here locally on the 24th. There will be a class at Harford County. That's April 24th. On April 27th, there is a rescheduled class for Anne Arundel. The full listing of classes for the section can be found on the NWS website, which is www.weather.gov/LWX/Skywarn. And you'll see the entire listing there. All classes are offered, including the new one for convection, flood, basics, tropical. The whole spiel is there for the section. And each one of those uses the Even Bright sign-in. So once you register for the class, they email you your ticket, and that allows you to attend the event. Hopefully we gave Marty a little break here, and we'll turn it back to Ned. This is N3DBJ.
Okay, Jerry, I appreciate that. Yeah, hurricane season's coming up. As always, we have storms in the spring. I mean, thunderstorms. We've already had some storms. They've all been, they've been cold storms. But we'll get some warm storms here, and it's good to have your Skywarn training. And, you know, that ties in with emergency communications, ARIES, and it also ties in with national traffic systems. So I'm going to turn it over to Father Al, W3YVQ. Maybe you can give us some words about the national traffic system and how it benefits during emergencies. Go ahead, go ahead, Father Al.
That's a good evening, Marty, and everyone in the conference this evening, W3YVQ. Scott asks if you have your glass of green beverage. I used Green Key on 3rd Region, which occurs at 7:45, so we just finished up moving a bunch of traffic. That's what the National Traffic System does during emergencies. It was originally, as part of the ARL, intended to be the section-wide and long-haul messaging service for various organizations in their respective jurisdictions or counties, parishes, whatever they might be, and of course to provide training in operating directed traffic nets and handling radiogram message. And that goes all the way back to 1914, and the functions remain very much the same, right? Although in many sections, including our own, we tend to set up a wide area 2-meter or UHF repeater services to help tie the counties together and to provide intercom, and each local jurisdiction has its own net for handling traffic to and from the EOC or shelters or command posts in the field, etc., and perhaps even for damage assessment and other matters relevant to mitigation and recovery during disasters as seen fit by the officials. But the National Traffic System functions allow them to reach over their head with a message in their hand and have somebody grab it and move it to its destination so they don't have to worry about supplying the manpower and the networks to devote solely to that purpose. So our NTS functions extend throughout the section of NDC, and messaging services it provided nationwide, into which traffic can flow seamlessly through anywhere in the country. And as a last resort communication service for many served agencies, that's considered an extremely valuable asset,
right?
In fact, it's considered an essential last resort communications mechanism for national survival of essential communications during disasters, so that major served agencies can determine the nature of situation in various parts of the country, and just like with your local ESC, throw that up on the board with all the other information relative to a disaster to assess the extent of damage and the necessary remedial actions that need to be taken, and then to issue orders back through those same communication paths. So it's important to get the word to the decision makers and give them a pathway for command. That has been quite radically redesigned with the advent of ICS and NIMS strategies, which allow ICS operations that extend beyond their normal boundaries. So it's possible, right? It's possible to have a disaster area covered by one ICS operational group of section chiefs over an area extending over multiple counties and perhaps even multiple sections or states. And the NTS, being a ubiquitous service, can very readily reach across those boundaries and sustain communications. And therefore, again, it relieves the burden on the backs of areas people in their local counties to have to somehow come up with that kind of link system. So that's it in a nutshell without going into a long-winded tutorial. And you know how easy it is to get me started on that, Mr. Marty. I hope everyone enjoys the weekend, and maybe we'll get a little bit of rain to wash away this silly white stuff that's strewn about. LA3YBQ73.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Father Al. Excuse me. Pardon me. So, National Traffic System also allows hams with all class of licenses to participate. And if you're a newly licensed ham, or you've had your license for a while and you're using it as a technician license right now, looking forward to maybe upgrading to general, but as a tech, you can certainly get involved. I'm going to turn it over to AB3 Whiskey Golf, Mr. Chris. If you could tell us a little bit about the Baltimore Traffic Net, when it meets, and you know, where the repeater's located, and a little bit about that. So let me turn it over to Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, Mr. Chris, who's the BTN net manager.
Well, good evening, Marty, and it's nice to be back on the MEPN conference. I'm using a different computer, so hopefully I'm coming through okay. The Baltimore Traffic Net is a local traffic and training net, and we are responsible for handling message traffic. And we use the Shawsville repeater 145.330 with no PL tone. And if you're a new ham or you're interested in getting involved in traffic handling, we have openings available. And we'd love to have you check into our net. All amateurs are welcome to check in with us as long as you have a valid amateur radio license. So we meet each evening at 6:30 p.m. on the Shawsville repeater, and we'd love to have everyone join us. We're getting excellent participation lately. We're moving a lot of traffic. Thanks to the MEPN folks for bringing that traffic down. And so things are going very well, and I appreciate everybody's assistance with the Baltimore Traffic Net. We'll turn it back to you. Thanks again, AB3WG.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. And I'll give a plug for the other nets as well. You've got the Maryland Emergency Phone Net, the MDD, which is a CW net, excuse me, early and late showing. They need some CW operators over there, too. The MEPN is in the evening at 1800, and then that's followed at 1900 by MDD. So look on the section website and pick your flavor, test your equipment, get your bug or your key or your paddles out and get involved. So let's take a short pause here, let the repeaters reset, and then I'm going to move on to the Aries report for this section. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Baltimore. See, Chris, I did it already. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section, EchoLink. Monthly net, standby. All right, that should be enough time. And right after I give the Aries report, we also have WI3N. Mr. Jim's on board. He's coming to us from the Atlantic Division, so maybe he's got some words to share with us from the division side. So, Jim, if you're available, that would be great. So let me go through the Aries report for you this evening. We have a total of 527 Aries members currently active. We have members in many of the counties. During the snow event, there was a notification sent out that ESF 6, Echo Sierra Foxtrot 6, which is the sheltering plan, was sent out by MEMA through Department of Human Resources, that the Jewish Community Center in Owings Mills was alerted that they might have to open. Luckily, that wasn't the case, but we alerted our Aries teams and had them stand by and ready if they needed to respond. Let's see, what else do I have for you from Aries? I'm going to have to reset my machine here. Okay. And so we have reports that come in. Let me just say this. Let me take a break for a second. You know, let's move this from the bottom to the top. You're an Aries member. You belong to, or you participate in an Aries team. You should be familiar with the report that your Aries group sends to the Section Emergency Coordinator. That's Jim Montgomery, Whiskey Bravo 3 Kilo Alpha Sierra. He's the SEC. His responsibility in the section is to collect those reports and send them to the league. This can be difficult given that you have to have them in the beginning of the month. And the beginning means the beginning. So make sure your ECs, if you're an Aries member, make sure your EC is sending that report up. And you might also contribute to that report with activities that are happening within your county. It's sometimes difficult to find things to say when everything is fine, but there's always something. Whether you're having meetings or you're doing training, just remember that information is important. Stand by. So, let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 ECs reporting out of 24 counties. Okay? It's got to get better. And I'm leaning on the Aries teams to make it better, get the information posted, get it to the Section Emergency Coordinator. I know there's things going on because there's over 244 person hours contributed to service events, emergency operations. We had none, luckily. And for a total of 27 total person hours. No, I'm sorry. Total Aries operations was 27 with a total of 250 hours. That's reportable. So remember to report. If you're an Aries member and you're going to a meeting, drop your EC a note and say, hey, this is for your monthly report. Make it easy for everybody. Try to participate in that way. Okay? We continue to work. Jim and Wanda continue, and his and her team continue to make great progress with the hospital net, the high-frequency hospital net. That meets on 75 meters on the Wednesday following the third Monday of every month. I know it's not easy to put in the Outlook. You just have to remember that it's the third the Wednesday following the third Monday. Okay? 3820 is the frequency. Okay? Let me take a break. It might be me chopping off. I can't look at the screen and do the other things at the same time. So I'll try to back away a little bit so it's not so hot. Okay, so we've had in the month for February, Your ECs reported from November 3 Echo, Sierra Echo Oscar, N3 SEO, N3 AE, KB3 LJB, KB3 KOW, K3 DO, W3 YR, KB3 KAS, KB3 FWW, NI2W, it's NI2W, Butch, and W3JCT. If you didn't hear your section manager's call, or your section coordinator's call sign, then please take the opportunity and pass them some information about Aries. All right, stand by. The other important thing about Aries is that we are lacking some ECs in some areas in some counties. So if you don't have a county EC and you have an interest in emergency communications, community preparedness, and helping the emergency manager and the non-government organizations and the VOADs and helping with bike-a-thons and runs and all those things that strengthens the community, and you don't have an EC and you're interested in that, you need to get hold of me or Jim, the section emergency coordinator, and we'll be more than happy to help you get everything you need to do that job. And I mean everything, okay? So if your county doesn't have an EC and you're interested in that job, it's yours. Stand by. And the state is divided into districts, so we have district emergency coordinators. We have one for the Eastern Shore, we have one for the Western, and guess what? The middle of the state, no DEC. And we need to have that, we need to have that organization in place. So if you're an EC and you would like to move to DEC and you have somebody really great in your Aries group that's ready to move up into the EC position, then I encourage you to allow us to enlist your help in being a DEC for the central part of Maryland. Again, contact the section manager or the emergency section coordinator. Stand by. I'm not sure you all heard that because it looks like it bumped me off. So what I was saying was that if your amateur radio club is looking for a presentation, get hold of your Aries representative or get hold of Jim or Wanda or me and let us know, and we can get somebody to come to your club function and give a presentation on Aries. You might hear something about National Traffic System, volunteer services, but all related to amateur radio. So the opportunity is there. Take a break. All right. I could go over all the Hamfest tonight, folks, but I'm going to be honest with you. It's all on the section news. I'm just going to treat you to that opportunity to read it. Okay? All the Hamfests that are going on in the area, well worth your time. We've got Vienna Wireless Hamfest in Virginia. We got FredFest next week, next Saturday, the 25th. And by the way, Saturday the 25th, Miss Holly is having a birthday party. Let me just say this. Miss Holly is having a birthday party, 101 years old and still on the radio. And she does the morning, she gets the morning net going with all the travelers in the morning, and she does a fantastic job. It is the best known, well known, and most participated net that I know of within the state of Maryland. And if people have heard of this net, about this net, as they travel through, I heard that somebody was vacationing and actually heard that Miss Holly had a net. So even better. So okay, so that's the 25th in the afternoon. Go to the Hamfest in the morning. The Delaware State Convention is on April the 22nd. York in Pennsylvania, for you guys up, folks up there by the Mason-Dixon, you've got the York Hamfest on the 29th of April, and then Hagerstown on the 6th of May. You can read the rest of them on the website. Let's take a break. All the repeaters reset. We'll be right back. Okay, let's move over to... let me turn my radio down. No echo here. Let's turn it over now to Jim, WI3N, and then after that we'll get a few words from our assistant section manager, KZ3AB. So let's first go to Jim, WI3N.
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. Good evening, everybody. Don't have any major news here. We're going to be, when Tom gets back from Arizona, we plan to be working with him on putting some things on the website and getting out a newsletter. The things on the website we're going to be working to start with, maybe getting some folders up there so we can get the ICS 205s, that's the forms that give everybody information on contact information, repeaters that you use in your section. So each EC and the entire division will be encouraged to put together a 205, park it on the website, so that if you decide you're going to go from Maryland to help out in somewhere in, say, Franklin County, Pennsylvania, you can go up, pull down the contact information, and get going. Anyway, little thing just to get things started, making it real easy to start with. Thank you much, Marty. Back to that, WI3M.
Okay, Jim. Thank you very much. The ICS 205. It's not a complicated document. It's a one-pager in most cases. And you should really consider having your own 205. The ICS 205 is a communication plan. Now, I've said this before. You've heard me on the traffic nets on the BTN. What you should do from your QTH is see which repeaters you can reach easily. For a couple of reasons. If you have to leave your QTH to respond to, you know, for helping the community, you already know what frequencies and PL tones, if not programmed in already. You can give the 205 to someone else. Make a copy. So if you happen to be a ham family, you can say, hey, this is where the frequencies I'm going to be on. Now, the 205 is flexible. You can list Echolink on there. You can list repeaters with IRLP, Wires X, D-Star. It's a very flexible document, and it's essential in emergency communication. So your ECs, I'm going to be going around the state. I've already got two. I'm going to go around. I'm going to get ECs to give me their 205s from their counties. They should closely match, if not be almost identical, to what the EMs are doing. So keep that in mind. We don't want to be on third base when no one is there. Okay? Okay, let's turn it over to KZ3AB. Brownie, our assistant section manager, for a few words on the net. Thank you, Brownie. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Marty. This is KZ3AB. And a while ago, you were talking about speakers for clubs. And people can check on ARRL-MDC.net/speakerlist.htm and get a list of speakers that are available for clubs and meetings. I have nothing else to add, so I will defer back to you, Section Manager. Thank you very much. This is KZ3AB.
Okay, Brownie, thank you. We're going to let the repeaters reset, and then we're going to go through the roster. Stand by. All right, I think I heard a couple of repeaters ID, so let's move on. First of all, I'll go from the top to the bottom. This is the way I copied them down, so hopefully we'll get everybody, and we'll get everyone on the repeaters. Let's go to Phil, W3ICF. Do you have any comments for the net?
Yeah, good evening there, Marty. Yeah, I don't have any much of significance here. I am looping the W3ICF-R repeater out of my connection. I didn't see it go up tonight, and I didn't get a response back from John Creel. There was another question in there that said, where are the repeaters tonight? So I don't know if you got a list and somebody can't see them, because when I do this, I can't see the list down there at the conference server. But anyhow, it's going out our repeater. I don't know about the other folks. Everything else is just cold, but roads are clear. Back to net control, W3ICF. If there's anybody on the ICF-R, come in, please. Marty will listen to you. Didn't hear any response, Marty, so back to you, W3ICF.
Okay, Phil, thank you very much. There's Phil on the W3ICF repeater. Let's go down to, do we have anyone on the Calvertron repeater? I know I'm listening to it. 147.225 WB3GXW. Do we have anyone on that repeater? Okay, maybe we should have the hams take their radio to the pub. Don't know. Maybe everybody's eating or drinking green beer tonight. All right, let's move down to, I didn't see N3HF. Do we have anybody on either of the N3HF repeaters? I didn't see them in the list, but we'll give a call. Silver Spring or Ocean City? I really don't know, Phil, what John might have done. All right, nothing heard on those. How about we did ICF? I don't see anyone. Let's see if we have anybody in Southern Maryland. Do we have anybody checking in on the repeater systems in Southern Maryland? Your call sign, please. All right, let's go over to Mike, K-A-2-J-A-I, and his linked repeater. And Mike, after you give us a few comments, why don't you ask for anyone who's listening on your repeater to check in? Thank you.
Okay, Marty. Good evening. This is Mike, K-A-2-J-A-I. We're looking forward to a monthly ARIES meeting tomorrow at the EOC in Glen Burnie. If Frank is on, I'm sure he'll tell you a little bit more about it. And we've got two events coming up. One on the 26th is the B&A Marathon event in our area towards the end of March every year, and we also have the 36th coming up on April the 6th. Let me pause here and ask if there are any other check-ins on the joint repeater. Please go ahead now. This is K-A-T-J-I.
Whiskey Alpha 3, Tango Ocean Gang, AB 3, WT, M3CBA, WJ3K.
Okay, very good. Well done, guys. Well done. WJ3K, N3CVA, WA3TOY. I had you on the echo link, and now I have you on the repeater. And Mr. Paul, KB3KWT. Let me go to the top of my list, and let's work our... Oh, let me ask one more question. Is there any other stations on local repeaters that are logged in this evening that are not following us on echo link that would like to check in through your repeater? Your call sign, please.
Do links count as... Anyway, KB3JQQ, evening.
Oh, now, Scott, you're checking in on your own repeater. That's pretty cool. I like that. Would you like to ask if... Oh, is yours linked? Do you have anyone else that would be able to check in through your repeater? You want to ask to see if there's anyone else there?
Well, it's not exactly a repeater. It's a simplex link. I did stick the antenna out a little higher, so if anyone would probably hear you a lot easier than they'd hear me, KB3JQQ.
Okay, Scott, very good. All right, top of the list, we're going to work our way down and let us know what's happening in amateur radio with you in your area, and remember to send us those notes for the section news. Let's start at the top of my list, WA3TOY.
Good evening, Marty, and the rest of the net. I decided to flip over here to the 440 repeater in Annapolis and utilize that tonight instead of my smartphone. And the back to concur with Jerry and 3VBJ, yes, we did finally get the class, the Sky One Basics class for that was postponed last February due to the snowstorm. They finally got it rescheduled for April 27th, I believe. And Jerry and between Jerry and I will probably be doing the amateur radio portion of the training class. Other than that, happy St. Paddy's Day to everyone, and back to you, Marty, WA3TOY.
Okay, Kurt, thank you. Let's go down to KB3JQQ. Do you have any other words for the net, sir?
I'll just say good evening, and of course the weatherman's still being rude to us. Mother Nature's is holding on. If my link were on 2 meters, it would probably have a little more range, but there's really no space on 2 meters. So it's on 440, and it doesn't carry all that far, about a mile at best. Back to net, KB3JQQ.
All right, thank you. I want to recognize our guest this evening, Zulu Sierra 1, Oscar Kilo. He records our Echolink net and uses it for his amateur radio activities in Africa. So thank you for joining us once again. All right, let's go down to Dave. November 3, Sierra Oscar, India, N3SOI.
Good evening, Marty. Very good net tonight. I really have nothing more to add. I enjoyed all the information, and very well done. Back to net, N3SOI, 73s.
All right, thank you very much, Dave. You know, I forgot to ask, is there anyone on the WB3GXW Calverton repeater that would like to check in? Your call sign, please. All right, very good. Let's now move down to WI3J, Mr. Stu. A few words for the net, please.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Good evening on the net, WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg. Nothing to add there, Marty. No traffic. Just listening to all the comments. So back to you, WI3J.
Okay, Stu, thank you very much. Let's move down to W3TDH, Tango Delta Hotel. Mr. Tom, go ahead.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, we're making it through. Fabulous. Okay, well, you stole my thunder with the Skywarn classes, but remember that in this county warning area of the Sterling Forecast Office, we have an anybody-can-play approach. All we ask is that you follow the guidelines we read on the air and spare us the sunshine reports. And the question is, questions like, why are you holding a Skywarn net? It's sunny over here because your rag shoe has been put off. You know, if you can't be helpful, do nothing. But we'd much rather have your help. So just listen to the instructions and follow them, and it would be great. Back to net, W3TDH.
And like anything, know the rules before you play. There's some rules there that you should follow. Tom makes a very good point. So follow those rules, and that report will be much appreciated. Let's go to Jeff, KB3 Sierra Papa Hotel.
Good evening, Marty and Nat. Looking forward to participating in the Prince George's County Aries and some other players' breakfast deployment tomorrow. 18 March. Should be a lot of fun. Back to the net. This is KB3SPH.
All right, very good. Well, I'm going to try to drop in, surprise visit. Hi. But let's see what happens. I have a pretty big schedule here. All right, let's now go to Rob. November 2, Oscar Mike Charlie. All right, he dropped off. KE3HAY, Hotel Alpha Yankee. Mr. Keon, go ahead. All right, let's move down the list to Miss Tam, KB3SWS, Sierra Whiskey Sierra.
Thank you, Marty. This is KB3SWS, and good evening to you and everyone else on the net this evening. I, along with Jeff, will also be participating in the PG Aries breakfast deployment tomorrow, 18th of March, and if you do drop in, we will try to act surprised. That's it for me. Back to the net, KB3SWS.
Okay, Miss Pam, I'll try to be surprised too. All right, let's go to KB3KWT, Mr. Paul. A few words.
Don't have any comment, but I'll.
Mr. Paul, do that again for me, please. We didn't get all of it that time.
I have no comments on Aries tomorrow.
All right, thank you. Let's go to N3CVA. Mr. Ian, you have a couple of words for us this evening?
Thanks, Marty. Just listening, and it was too much work to get the computer set up, so I'm glad the RF link is available through Annapolis, thanks to JAI. Just listening, gathering information. Good evening all around.
M3CBS. All right, thank you. I'm going to have to work you DX when you travel again. Let's go to KC3AKS, Alpha Kilo Sierra. Jared, you got a few words for us this evening?
Sure, Marty. Thanks for the opportunity. I'm awaiting application processing for BACO ACS, so looking forward to contributing to the Baltimore emergency comms contribution, and while not directly related to the NBC section and not amateur specific, but certainly we're all makers, the Northern Virginia Maker Faire in Reston, Virginia is happening on Sunday. So for those makers out there, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Take your families and enjoy a nice day out, learning how things are made and skills that you can learn. Back to Net.
Okay, Jared. Now you said ACS. Are you also Aries? Have you joined Aries?
I think it was a combined application, but that will definitely be clarified once it's processed.
Okay. All right. Very good. We'll see how that goes. And I'll check up on that. I'll check up on that too. Thank you very much. Let's go to WJ3K. WJ3K. Gordon, go ahead.
Evening, guys. WJ3K. Marty, we read your monthly message on NBC Section News, especially the emergency coordinator's reports. I got up with George in Cecil County, KB3LJB, when I found he had a problem in getting into the central area net on 147.105, and I think we have a way to work out to use an alternate means of communication there with a link to that repeater. It's very important that we not depend solely on one particular link and node in an emergency net, and we can work with our several different counties and work around those problems when they exist. WJ3K.
I agree completely. Absolutely. Shareable moment. Indeed, indeed. All right, let's go down to Milford, November 3, Whiskey, Yankee Golf. All right, nothing heard. Is there anyone that has not checked in this evening to get on the roster? This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. Section Echolink Net monthly on the third Friday at 8 p.m. here on the WB3GXW repeater system in Calverton. Ocean City, we have N3HF. We have repeater systems in Southern Maryland. And if your repeater system is not linked in, maybe you'd like to talk to your facilitator and maybe get linked into the net. Is there any additional stations that would like to check in at this time? Call now, please.
Marty Q has added comments, if you please.
All right, W3, let me find you on the list here. W3YVQ, go ahead.
Very well, Marty, thank you. I think it's worth mentioning, for those of you who know Frank, that Frank Bauer, KA3 Hotel Delta Oscar of Silver Spring, the Aris Chair and Goddard Retransmission Pioneer, and for the Manned Spaceflight Coordination, was awarded the Hamvention's Amateur of the Year for 2017. And Frank is one of those extraordinarily professional and competent amateurs among us, and it's an honor well deserved. So kudos and congrats to Frank. And the second point for general section planning and Aries as well is the fact that in order to affect the MOUs we have with several major nationwide organizations, including FEMA, we will from time to time during a national emergency or a regional emergency have need to get traffic in and out of offices of those agencies that reside in our section. Whether it's a good or bad thing, we have a large number of such agencies headquartered in the Washington, D.C. area and its environs, and they have offices all over the country, FEMA notably, but the Red Cross as well, and the Salvation Army, and the VOAD organizations, which there are at least 150. And therefore, part of the mission of NTS and Aries jointly has always been to be able to receive traffic in the section, going to one of those agencies and find a ready path for that traffic to the agency office. That means that we need to have in place a plan for having liaisons available from the local jurisdictions who can pick up such traffic and affect the delivery. They can do it by telephone, by voice, by email, by 2-meter radio or packet or other digital mode. However, the establishing the discipline of having liaisons to the section nets so that that traffic can flow in and out efficiently is going to be critically important in affecting those MOUs and working during disasters under ICS and NEMS command. Food for thought, you might bring it up at your Aries meetings and see how you can work that out. W3YVQ, thank you.
Okay, Father Al, thank you. That's an excellent point. And if you're involved in communications, any form of communications with other groups, you know, it's always good to have good governance here, because you want to be able to communicate in a transparent way. And so sharing that information is important without breaking any rules. You know, you don't want to share sensitive frequencies that may not necessarily be public, but you certainly want to be able to communicate with each other. And you hear the term interoperability. You know, amateur radio is interoperable, but only through the user. It's interoperable in the hands of a qualified, knowledgeable amateur radio operator. It's very interoperable. And we have opportunities to communicate with our the Coast Guard, the National Weather Service, DOD, federal agencies, when we have cross-band activities. Those are places to shine. So, you know, get familiar with that. Get familiar with it. Very, very, very important. All right, I'm going to take a break. We're 2 minutes over, and then I'll call for any additional stations, and we'll end it for the night, folks. Thanks. Stand by. All right, no other stations heard. I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. I'd like to thank the Maryland MDC section staff, all of our Aries members, Skywarn members, and those that are participating in amateur radio, including our Atlantic Division representatives and club representatives. You all are part of the fabric that makes amateur radio and communication so valuable to our community and to the community you live in. Thank you once again. Hope you can join us next month. Please send in anything that's going on in your area, because we like to put it in the section news. And everyone have a great night. Be safe. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And we'll see you next time. This is KB3MXM. This is the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net on the third Friday of every month. 73 all. Good night.
John, thank you very much for letting us use your system this evening. Really appreciate all your help. I'm coming to you from the Calverton repeater here on 147-225 here by Laurel. KB3MXM, Claire. 73 is all. Good night.